You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! Train Station President. Alice, wake up, sweetie. We can't be late. Nanny Rosie nudged me gently through the covers. I pretended to be asleep, and I made a little snore sound. She knew I was faking because she laughed a little and nudged harder. You know you want to be at that train station this morning. This was your idea, after all. I loved to surprise her, but she knows me too well and pulled down the covers. Ah, she laughed so hard. I was completely dressed and ready to go, except for my shoes. It would be bad to wear my shoes under the covers, I'm sure. We hugged, and I jumped out of bed. Did I surprise you? I asked. We snuck out the door before anyone else was awake. The train station was 24 blocks away, and we had 90 minutes to make it. Remember when Mr. Lincoln, I began, and Nanny Rosie interrupted. President Lincoln, Alice. President Abraham Lincoln, she corrected. Well, not yet, I said, stepping over the cracks in the sidewalk. I forgot what I was going to say. All I could think of was seeing Mr. Lincoln in person before he boarded that train. Nanny Rosie and I saw him once before when he did a speech. It was confusing to me, but the crowd was cheering and wiping tears, so I knew it was a good speech. We think he smiled at me, but he smiled at everyone. And he was very far away. Who knows? Anyway, I was excited. We were approaching the station when we heard the clapping. Oh no, I said, we're late. The applause got louder and the crowd started cheering. I couldn't help it, but I started crying. Nanny Rosie grabbed my hand as she realized we weren't going to be able to see. There were so many people already gathered. Then we realized the crowd was looking at us. Well, it seemed like they were looking at us, clapping and cheering. We were so surprised that we stopped suddenly, and a man behind us bumped us gently. I'm sorry, he said. Excuse me. My eyes went from the tip of his big shoes all the way up to his face, way high in the sky. I never met someone so tall. Then he tipped his hat to Rosie and me. President Lincoln, Rosie said with a shaky voice I had never heard in her. Mr. Lincoln, I shouted as he passed. The crowd parted to let him get to the train station platform, and we followed him to the front. Then he turned around and he smiled at me. He definitely smiled at me this time. I know it. Nanny Rosie thinks so too. We couldn't stop smiling all the way back. I was so distracted that I may have stepped on a crack.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!